Yeah. I would love for you to call in at 833-563-2539 and tell us the best way that you quit your job. Maybe you did it classy. Maybe you you act a fool. Maybe your mom would shake her head at how you behave when you left your place of employment. There's a way to do it and a way not to do it. First of all, here's a way not to do it, but I want to hear your story. 833-563-2539. Call it and share with me because producer Pork Chop is manning the phones this morning. A woman was fired from a New Jersey Taco Bell. Well, here's what she did, guys. She sprayed pepper spray in the restaurant. Forget hot sauce. I got bear mace. Who wants the good stuff? Yo quiero Taco Bell. The woman had just been fired for apparently a few months. She was consistently arriving late to work and calling into work way too many times. It's amazing how many opportunities people get in life and they still want to complain. Like, come on, man, you only giving me 13 late notices.
Only 13.
How many do I get? Yeah, well, apparently she had too many. While waiting for someone to pick her up, oh, imagine that, the woman set off the pepper spray in a back storage room after tearing up her termination papers. I'll be damned if I'm fired. And she ignored the manager wanting her to wait out in the lobby for her ride. So she's like, breathe in the bear base. God, people are crazy. Like, you really, like, that's just your rational thought. Like, I'll show them. I'll spray my pepper spray everywhere and make people choke and cough.
Did that contaminate the food?
I assume so. Employees were there. There was 8 employees, and there was a couple of people inside the restaurant that had to leave. To be fair, though, if there were any bugs or insects inside, hopefully that was like a little insecticide-killing thing that too. Like,
killed all the roaches.
Yeah, we were going to kill and clean up the mice and the roaches, but those things are dead now, too. That's how you don't quit your job. 833-563-2539. I want to know how you quit, or maybe you had an employee quit. Now, this is how you do it. An employee named Sam turned in a card informing their boss he would no longer be working there. And here's what the card read. It said, so sorry for your loss and thinking of you at this difficult time. Kind of one of those sympathy cards you get when you lose a loved one. You got to, you know, share with someone. My last day at work is the 28th of July. The person on Twitter posted the photo saying that their manager is actually very friendly and jokey and that they kind of all knew that they would not be upset by doing this. I guess this person, Sam, decided they'd be leaving to go pursue further education, go back to school. And he thought, you know what, this would be the perfect opportunity to play kind of a final joke on their boss. Now, when I quit my job, I had a few of them. I was fired from McDonald's because I kept on messing up making the wrong sandwiches. So that makes sense. Apparently, I was costing the company money. I was fired from Subway, so I don't think I really quit there. I did quit from the car wash. I worked at a car wash gas station kind of a deal when I was in high school, and I worked there like 4 or 5 times on and off. It was like a really unhealthy relationship. Like, nobody should take you back that many times, but I remember when I quit one time, I was like, Tina, I need a super car wash. She's like, no, you get in a basic employee car wash. I'm like, well, then I quit. So I just like totally white trashed it. And as I'm walking to my car, I'm like, this place sucks. I'm kicking over like mop buckets and stuff. Customer's like, what the hell is this guy's problem? So I don't know. I don't know how I'll quit this job, but I'm sure it won't be as glorious as that.
Who says you're going to quit? Like, I mean, you might get fired first.
Well, that's a possibility too. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But you got to have a plan in place. But what about you, Pork Chop or Jules? Either one of you have a story just about like how you quit your job. Has anybody even quit a job, or have you done it the right way?
I usually always do it the right way. There was one time when I quit McDonald's, I took my my shirt off and threw it at the manager.
I can't picture that at all.
Were you shirtless?
Yeah, it was those. It's when McDonald's had those like blue jean, like button down shirts.
Oh.
So like I just kind of unbuttoned it and like threw at her and left.
Okay, I thought for a second that like Pork Chop was just there. Like some music came on. He's like, all right, I'm gonna take my shirt off, wave it around my head, look like a helicopter.
Yeah, like I Supermaned it. Just whooshed. I quit this.
All the buttons popped off into the fries.
My pectorals was popping.
I feel like that was what Pork Chop was doing.
I can't picture that, though. That's like not in your personality at all.
Pork Chop's the nicest guy in the world.
I was really mad. And I had just walked to work. 1 mile walk in 90 degree heat.
At least you got a tan on the way out.
in a jean shirt.
Pork chop, mother trucker. Okay, that is so un-pork chop-ish to imagine anything like that. Jules, I don't imagine you, from what I know about you, you seem like a really nice person. Like, you would never quit a job either.
I've quit one job, and it was like my mall retail job that I hated. I hated it so much. And I only quit because I got full-time job elsewhere, which was here. So I'm like, bye, guys, I'm out.
What did you do at the mall? Like, what was your job?
I worked at Forever 21, and it's just, how do I put this?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Excruciating.
Okay.
You're more of a Spencer's girl.
What?
What does that even? Kidding. What does that even mean?
You've never been to Spencer's?
Joe and Alex show on radio now.
No, I've never been to Spencer's.
Walk into a Spencer's.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Wait,
Google
you've
it.
Never been to Spencer's?
No,
like,
what is Spencer's?
Really?
It's
swear
like
to God,
it's like a gag
adult
flipping pancakes place.
Yeah, it's like the adult shop for like high schoolers.
All right. Well, I'm going to go check that out on our...
Now everybody thinks I'm weird.
Add that to a list of things that the company reviews of my browsing history here at work. Okay.